Do not let your one and only heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust in Jesus. So right now, move into the untroubled heart. Take a deep breath. Let go of whatever has been concerning you. Take a moment just to calm and to think. How much trouble has been in your world today, scale of 1 to 10? And then how much peace has been in your heart today? And let's get ready to sink more deeply into peace. And you can do this because, as it turns out, you're not doing this on your own. Whether you know it or not, you are not alone. And today, Jesus is going to introduce you to your best forever friend. He's talking to his good friends, and this is right before he's going to die, and encouraging them, don't let your heart be troubled, not because there's not trouble in the world. There's a lot of it, and he's looking forward, and he will get us into trouble for the sake of a troubled world. But there's all kinds of gifts that he is bringing to us as well, and this is maybe the best one in John chapter 14, after Jesus says, if you love me, keep my commands. Then he goes on to this, and I will ask the Father, and he has done this. And Jesus says, the Father will give you another advocate. Now, that word advocate is a real tricky one to translate. It's a wonderful word, sometimes translated encourager, sometimes the comforter. And it's beautiful here that Jesus says, another advocate. In other words, you already have one advocate. Who's that? Well, that would be Jesus. And now there's another one. Why is he coming? To help you. Not to judge, not to make it more difficult, not to wag his finger at you to help you, and to be with you forever. The Spirit of Truth. Now, the main way that you will be aware of this Spirit all through this day, and I invite you today to enter into the untroubled realm with the help of the Holy Spirit. The primary way that we become aware of this is through the thoughts in our minds. This is so fascinating. A book I've mentioned before by Jeffrey Schwartz, neuro researcher, You Are Not Your Brain, talks about all the ways in which our hearts and minds get troubled by what he calls deceptive brain messages. And the book is super helpful about how do you learn to recognize those and to deal with them and so on. But then he was trying to find people, some way to help people realize, you know, you have a resource, you have an asset, you have a helper. And Jeff calls this in the book, the wise advocate. Now, advocate is one of the words that term that Jesus uses, parakletos, in the Greek language, sometimes translated advocate. And in fact, Jeff told me that when he uses that phrase, wise advocate, this book is not written from an overtly faith perspective. So he doesn't use the phrase Holy Spirit. But when he talks about the wise advocate, he's really referring to the Holy Spirit. And that's who Jesus is talking about here. He has already asked the Father. The Father has already brought the wise advocate to be with you and to help you and to do that forever, one moment at a time. So don't let your heart be troubled. Now, here's part of what Jeff writes about the wise advocate. He defines it as that aspect of your attentive mind that knows what you're thinking, can see the deceptive brain messages for what they are, where they come from. It goes all the way back to Genesis 3, the very first deceptive message like that. Can you really trust God? Did he really say? The wise advocate understands how you feel emotionally and physically and is aware of how destructive and unhealthy your pattern automatic responses have been for you. Rumination, worry, anxiety, fear, troubled heart, unchecked desire, ego, putting myself on the throne. The wise advocate always wants the best for you, encourages you to value your true self, make decisions in a rational way based on what is in the best interest long term, and those about receiving and giving the five A's. So now I want to talk about the five A's and invite you to think today as you're walking through this day with the wise advocate, with the Spirit in your life. One of the ways that you will know it is that thoughts will come to you about receiving and passing on to other these five A's. Jeffrey writes about how there's folks that have done research in the clinical world. It says all relationships that will nurture a life, nourish it when it's little or help it when it's grown, will feature these five A's. And the wise advocate, now that's the Holy Spirit, knows that you need them. So we shift now to the overhead cam, if I can do that right. Here's the five A's. Acceptance. I'm going to come back to these in just a minute. Genuinely embracing your interests, desires, and activities and preferences without trying to alter or change them in any way. This is the opposite of condemnation or rejecting or cursing. And then affection. And that involves physical comfort as well as compassion. We all need this. And then we need appreciation, encouragement, and gratitude for who you are as opposed to being demeaned or depersonalized. And then attention, someone who takes genuine interest in you, what you like and dislike, what inspires, motivates you, your experience of being heard, watched over. And then we need allowing. This is where it is safe to be yourself and to express all that you think and feel. Now, shift back here just one moment. I was thinking as I walked through these, of the greatest blessing in Scripture, it was given to Aaron. So it's sometimes called the Aaronic blessing. And you probably would have heard this. I want you to receive this now as a word, the presence of the wise advocate, the Holy Spirit, giving the five A's to you as you walk through the day. So here it is, as you might know this prayer, the Lord bless you. Well, that's to accept you. To bless is the opposite of to curse. You are fully accepted. There is now, therefore, no condemnation in Jesus Christ. And keep you. And again, now this is physical comforting as well as compassion. You are being cared for. You are being kept. Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. Now this is to be appreciated for who you are. This is a deep level. This is the shining face is something that you see if you look at a grandparent when they hold that little grandbaby. Or, it's very interesting, there's a book by Karen Throop about beauty, why it matters, that was written a number of years ago, and she cites one study that when someone is deeply in love and experiencing that in a powerful way, the capillaries will actually get closer to the surface, for example, in their face. That's why you might know sometimes at a wedding, people would talk about one of the people being married, most often the bride being radiant. Okay, that's a shining face. That's God's face when he looks to you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you. Well, what does that mean? Well, when I lift up my countenance upon you, I'm looking right at you, right in the eye. And then you know that you are being attended. That great Psalm 121, the Lord watches over your life over and over again. We see this little children, look at me, look at me, look at me. And God is doing that. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. And there we find that A of allowing. So let that great prayer of blessing remind you of the presence of the wise advocate, the Holy Spirit in your life. But then Jesus has one more comment to make about him. He is called, Jesus says, the Spirit of Truth. The heart requires truth if it is to be on a firm foundation, the way that the body requires oxygen. Very interesting in the book of Genesis, in the story of Jacob, who is the deceiver, the grabber, there's a passage where literally in Hebrew, apparently, the text reads that when Jacob deceived his future father-in-law, Laban, he stole Laban's heart. That's the way that it expresses the fact that he deceived him. My heart needs to stand on the solid ground that only comes with insight into reality. And so when it does not have truth, then it's got no place to stand. So the Spirit of Truth, that's the one more A. I've got a little plus one here in the A category. That's another function that the Spirit has that in the therapeutic world tends not to get talked a lot about, but that's admonish. So you can make it six A's. And when we love the truth, then we are willing to be admonished by somebody else because we live in a world that very often will not give truth. This is so fascinating. Dallas Wood writes in his book on the renovation of the heart, how at the level of the human spirit, if you think about your spirit, your actual thoughts, intentions, and plans, at the level of spirit, it is impossible to deceive anybody. It always requires the body to deceive. You know, I have to use my tongue or my face or my body language or the tone of my voice. I can only deceive you by using my body. Very strange illustration of this. I don't recommend this movie. There was a movie called Austin Powers that came out many years ago, and he says some real offensive thing out loud after he's being unfrozen, after years being frozen. And he says, after all this time of being frozen, I have no inner monologue. Well, what would that be like if you had no inner monologue and everything just came out? See, we have inner monologue and we use our bodies to deceive, but not the spirit. The spirit is the spirit of truth. Jesus, Dallas used to say, is the first person who would tell you, you must follow the truth wherever it leads. So today, allow the spirit of truth to be your friend and love truth. And just look at one of those places, and there's lots of them in my life where I deceive, I'm tempted to deceive. Somebody asked me, did you know this person at your church? And my immediate thought is, this is very fresh for me, oh man, if I say, no, I don't know that person, it will sound like I didn't care about, didn't even know the people in my congregation. So I better at least make it sound like I probably do know them or the name sounds familiar. Or somebody who's real smart is talking about a book that everybody should have read. Dallas used to say the most common law in the common lie in the academic world is, yes, I've read that book. I lie to get things that I think I gotta have. I lie to avoid things that I think I don't want to go through that pain. But of course, all of those things then trouble my heart because they cause me to be disintegrated when what's happening in my spirit, in my heart, and what's happening through my body are disconnected with each other, then I'm troubled. So that's your forever best friend. And he's with you right now. Jesus has already asked the Father. He's already right there in you at the level of your heart. And he's giving you acceptance and affection and appreciation and attention and allowing. And so you receive those and give them to other people today as you walk through it together with the Spirit. Don't let your heart be troubled.
Hey, before you click off, go ahead and hit the subscribe button to our YouTube channel. That'll help us reach more folks. Become New is dedicated to growing spiritually one day at a time, and we do that through brief teachings each weekday. So if you subscribe, you won't miss any future episodes, and we'd love to hear from you. So you can chime in the comments here, or if you're not a part of our Facebook group, right now we're doing something interesting. I'm posting a video there each day to correspond with the video that's released here, with a question that you can engage with, and I'd love to have you add your voice to that conversation. So you can find the link to that Facebook group in the description below. You can also find the link to follow us on Instagram or X, where we post regular inspirational posts throughout the week to encourage you in your spiritual growth journey. If you have a prayer request, there's a group of us who meet each weekday to pray for viewers just like yourself. So be sure to not carry that burden alone. We would love to come alongside you. You can text a request to the number 855-888-0444 or email it to us at connect@becomenew.com. Remember, the most important thing about your life is the person you become. We'll see you next time.